This is What in the Name of God, here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. This is a new segment, and we've covered religious issues, but we really haven't had a segment just devoted to religious issues, and a lot of them do get covered in our Monday feature, which is Sex Crazy, because most of that sex crazy is religiously fueled. But there's a lot more going on than just that in the world of sex and religion. Yeah, some of it's bad. Maybe even most of the news that we'll be reporting here is bad, but not all of it is bad. For example, I was raised in the Presbyterian Church, which I always thought of as a relatively liberal church, but I've always been kind of shocked that they haven't been further along in terms of gay rights and same-sex marriage. Well, finally, they've actually made some progress. At least the largest Presbyterian denomination, the Presbyterian Church USA, there are some other offshoots that are pretty conservative, but the Presbyterian Church USA has finally changed the wording in their Book of Order that describes marriage as being between two people. Now, this is still controversial in the church, but it's 71% of church leaders think it's about time. But it is progress, and sadly, that's really the only good sex and religion news we have for this segment. There are some pretty awful state legislators in this country, but it would be hard to find one worse than Arkansas State Legislator Representative Justin Harris and what he did in the name of God. He and his wife adopted two daughters. They decided that these two girls, aged 3 and 6, were too much to handle, and that they were possessed by demons. Well, they tried performing an exorcism on them. No surprise, that didn't work. So we gave them away to a man named Eric Francis. Eric Francis was arrested 6 months later. He's now serving a 40-year sentence for sexually assaulting the 6-year-old. They gave their daughter away without any DHS oversight. The 6-year-old had been previously sexually assaulted by the biological mother's male friend. It is not surprising that these children had behavioral problems. They had very, very tough childhoods, and apparently things were pretty horrible when they were living underneath the roof of Representative Justin Harris. Apparently they believed the children were telepathic and could communicate with each other because of the demons inside of them, so they kept them locked up and separated. And yes, it's legal in Arkansas to adopt children then give them away to someone else. It's called rehoming. There is absolutely no oversight, which is why Representative Justin Harris was able to give these two girls under his care away to a child molester. And when you look at pictures of the man that they gave these two children to, he certainly doesn't look like an upstanding citizen. He's kind of scary looking. Rehoming is a lot like regifting, but with much worse outcomes. Most experts on adoption consider it a shocking practice. This story hits very close to home for me because my brother adopted two children with known problems and many unknown problems and tremendous amounts of abuse early on in their life. And raising these kids is a full-time job, and it is profoundly difficult. It takes up your life, and there is no guarantee that you're going to be successful with children who have been so badly damaged. But it is a great act of sacrifice, it's a great act of love, and it is a true Christian, charitable thing to do. Perhaps one of the most difficult acts of all. I'm proud of my brother for what he does and the struggle that he goes through every day, and to see someone like Justin so abuse this God-given responsibility, it's shocking, horrifying, and disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, let's talk about the Catholic Church. And let me remind some of you who don't know, I am the godfather to a Catholic child. One of my brother's daughters. And she's being raised Catholic. It's part of my responsibility to understand Catholicism and help raise her in her faith. a duty I take quite seriously. Nonetheless, a lot of things done in the name of God and in the name of the Catholic Church that are particularly horrifying. And of course, one of the most horrifying things in history has been the Church's cover-up of sexual molestation of children. There's a lot that's very disgusting in this whole debacle, but one of the things that has been very disgusting is that when the victims come forward and they sue and they win, the churches try to get out of paying the money, whether they declare bankruptcy, or in the case of what Timothy Dolan did. He was Archbishop of Milwaukee, and he created a slush fund. He put $55 million into a special fund to try to keep it away from the victims of priestly sex abuse. And under Dolan, they had a lot of problems. In fact, some of the worst in the country. 45 Milwaukee priests are alleged to have molested children, and one priest alone is accused of molesting close to 200 deaf boys. Archbishop Dolan set up a cemetery trust fund and stashed away a whole bunch of money into it. Dolan wrote to the Vatican and told them that he was putting $55 million in funds aside to protect it from legal claim. And then the Archdiocese declared bankruptcy in 2011, even though they had $55 million stashed away. In the obvious court case, they claimed religious freedom was the issue. They said if these funds were used to compensate victims, there will be no funds, or at best insufficient funds, for the perpetual care of the Milwaukee Catholic cemeteries. And they claimed that they had to keep that money to fulfill a religious obligation. The Seventh Circuit Court said no. They saw the scam for what it was. Timothy Dolan is one of the sleaziest men of God in the country. He was at the head of the decades-long cover-up by the Archdiocese in Milwaukee of sexual abuse perpetrated by priests, and he was the person who came up with the plan to pay off problem priests to make them go away. So, shielding priests, hiding money, paying off child abusers. How has Timothy Dolan been punished? He hasn't. He's been richly rewarded. He's now Cardinal and Archbishop of New York. He has also been made the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. He's one of the nation's most prominent Roman Catholic officials, and, again, one of the sleaziest. To date, no one, not a single individual, has been punished for covering up priestly sexual abuse. Not one has been punished by the Catholic Church. Nobody's even been docked a single day's pay.